Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah, Ummah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله الحمد لله رب العالمين All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala our sustainer, provider, cherisher and nourisher Peace and blessings be upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his illustrious family and noble companions alayhim uridwan. Teri nasle paak mein hai, bachcha bachcha noor ka, tu hai aine noor, tera sab gharana noor ka. We even say marhaba to those who have just joined us. Alhamdulillah, you are watching the program called Reformation of the Ummah. Once again in the company of our Honorable Ziyad Madani Hafidhahullah and we are to discuss a very important topic and discussion, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Please kindly stay with us until the end of the program. Yes, yes, we do have kalams which rejuvenates our spirits and the love for the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and we frequently listen to these kalams for it makes and increases actually the love for the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla and many more blessings together with this dear viewers of Madani Channel. Form the habit of listening to the praises and not only listening, but rather a time should come when you also recite the praises of Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Once again, we analyze Mulana Sahib that Islam is such an unmoral and priceless gift which Allah Kareem has granted us. Allahu Akbar. Islam, dear viewers of Madani Channel, is the world's greatest gift, yani Iman. Allah Kareem has blessed you with Iman, with faith, with belief, and you haven't asked for this, maybe you're a born Muslim. Others have to search for the truth, Mulana Sahib. And subhanallah, it is only through this belief that you have in you, your sins can be forgiven,
subhanallah,
and you can be admitted into paradise, dear viewers.
Yes.
Imagine the chaos that we bring on the earth for 50, 60, 70, 80 years that we live on the planet, Mulana Sahib, shorter or longer, right? Mischief, sins and gunas that's committed and simply because of Iman. Just because you hold this Iman that Allah Kareem is one, subhanallah, and the final messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his Rasul and messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And subhanallah, we keep the aqidah and the belief which a Muslim is supposed to have. And based on this, a person is pardoned, Munana Sahib, through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, providing that he left this world with Iman,
subhanallah.
Now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, how many of us have this priceless gift of Iman with us? We are walking with it, we are sleeping with our Iman, we are walking wherever we go in the marketplace. Yani, we don't only take our body and our clothes, but inside, if your Iman is intact, it goes with you, subhanallah. And thus, some of us have given lots of importance to this great gift and treasures of Iman which we have, and they protect it all the time. You wouldn't see them involved in those vices which makes it difficult to protect the Iman. They would abstain from all those things, Mulana Sahib, which you know could make a person lean towards falsehood and then become a murtad one day, astaghfirullah, and you know, wash his hands from his Iman. So they would abstain from those actions and those things, and subhanallah, they would protect their Iman because they understand the value of Iman, dear viewers. Likewise, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, everything in this world we see have identity, they have a symbol, dear viewers, subhanallah. Look at the symbols and the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the signs which the Quran speaks about, Mulana Sahib. Likewise, when we see around us, we see masajid. These mosques and masajid and madaris and jami'at and ulums and institute, Islamic institutes, all indicate towards Islam, that Islam is being taught here, Islam is being preached here, subhanallah. You learn the values of Islam and good etiquettes and morals from these institutes, subhanallah. Likewise, when you see human beings as well, Mulana Sahib, the moment you spot a person with a turban, with a topi, with a beard, with kurta, you know, with some sign, the mind automatically goes towards the religion that person follows, Mulana Sahib. And that is Islam again, dear viewers, subhanallah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the only time we are able to understand and adhere to the importance of upkeeping and holding fast onto the teachings of Islam is if you and I would give value to this beautiful religion of Islam, dear viewers. How much of love and importance do we give our deen? Allahu Akbar. We acknowledge that we are Muslims. Thank Allah Azza wa Jalla for the greatest gift He has given you.
Wow, subhanAllah.
You have made shukr for the right thing that Allah Kareem has given you, Islam and deen. And you acknowledge this. Thus now the upkeeping of the deen, the teachings of the deen, all holds high esteem and value in your sight, Mulana Sahib. Why? Because you know what religion I am following is the best. There is no doubt in this.
Absolutely.
This religion will take me to Jannah. So subhanAllah, since our discussion, Mulana Sahib, on Madani channel is keeping up to the Islamic identity. Subhanallah, and this is what every Muslim should be doing. How do we identify this identity itself? What is our Islamic identity, Mulana Sahib?
Subhanallah. We are Muslims, alhamdulillah. That is an identity, most definitely, that we are believers, that we are Muslims, that we are Muslimun. But if you look towards being a Muslim and what does that mean, very frankly, very simply, it means following the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is our identity. That is where we go back to all the time. That is our root, you know. Kullu shayin yarji'u ila asli. Everything must move towards its root, move towards its foundation as Muslims, is following the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us in the Quran of His beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that لَقَدَ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Allah Azza wa Jalla has told us that in the personality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have the best example. The best example, I'm just explaining this, that we have such a wonderful example in the personality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His way is the perfect way. His way is the way of Islam. And if you thus follow His way, then automatically you are following the Quran. Automatically you're following the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set for you to follow. So that is our way and that is our identity. If anyone wants to be identified as a Muslim, in fact, throughout the world in previous times, or sometimes when you go to a country where many people are not Muslim, then they consider us to be Muhammadi people. Muhammadi people meaning related to Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it's just a name that some of them may have, that they identify us by our relationship to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That relationship to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that's the means of our identity. You know, Amir al-Sunnah keeps saying time and time again when speaking to people, "Ey ashiqani Rasul," oh, lovers of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That becomes our identity, that people look towards us as those who love, those who follow, those who stay connected to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that becomes our root, and that is the way we need to follow. If ever we want to hold an identity, always remember that as Muslims, our identity should be pulling us towards Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It should be something that shows our link to Huzur Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then you are being identified as a believer. Then you are being identified as a Muslim. And keeping up with that Islamic identity means holding on, means holding on to the identity of your link, your nisbah. To Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallallahu alayhi
wa sallam. Anyone is to cut themselves off that, that nisbah, that link, that people can see that he is, you know how they say, Muhammadi person, he's a person who loves Huzur Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If someone cannot identify us as that, then we should become a bit worried, because that means as Muslims, we are then losing our identity. Strengthen the identity again. Connect yourself strongly to Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when they see you, they must think of Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When a person sees a Muslim, you must think of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's way, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's dress, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's akhlaq, Huzur Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's walking, talking, everything. Then alhamdulillah, such a person is really holding strong onto his Islamic identity.
Kya baat hai Madine ki. You know, I'm just, my mind was going towards something, not against the discussion, but something that just made me think, Mawlana Sahib, just think for a moment, if we all the viewers of Madine channel also think right now, right? Alhamdulillah, we have learned and studied how Islam had spread throughout the globe. Our Sahaba Ikram, Ali Muridwan, the companions of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who are the guiding stars,
subhanallah.
They preached Islam, and wherever they went, they took Islam with them and went. During Hijrat, they had to leave behind the businesses, family members and everybody and leave, right? And they went for the preaching of Islam. They left their homes and their countries and cities and whatever. But wherever they traveled, they left Everything but traveled with one thing, which was with Iman, Quran Sharif. They took Quran Kareem wherever they left. They took Akhlaqi Rasul wherever they went. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They took this and they spread that, Mawlana Sahib, right? So this identity remained with them wherever they left, wherever they went. And then you see in the same time, Mawlana Sahib, it was a time of ignorance, right? Many companions whose iman were hidden. Look at Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu. He was oppressed by Umayyah. And he continued saying, Ahad, Ahad, Allah is Allah. One. Allah is one. I'm never going to leave Islam. Look at Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu. Prior to accepting Islam, he never wanted for anyone to accept Islam. But when Islam entered into his heart, Mawlana Sahib, now he was the first person to whom Muslims began praying openly.
Yes.
He did not want for the Muslims, and he requested in the court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam that now, why should we hide and perform our salah? We should openly practice and preach what we are practicing, by the way, you know. So subhanallah, there are those companions in difficult times could not wait to preach what they were practicing. And in such times when there is no restrictions in certain places, Mawlana Sahib, people are free to preach and to express and to practice what the religion is teaching them, for example. And in times like this, we have people who would not like to preach what they are practicing, such as the Sunnah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Beautiful values of Islam, the etiquettes of Islam, subhanallah, Mawlana Sahib. It's really difficult to even see that people like this, give no importance. So once again, it boils down to the first part of the program. If we all can understand what is Islam and what value Islam holds, Mawlana Sahib.
Absolutely.
How lucky and fortunate the viewers of Madini channel are, whoever have Iman in them, subhanallah, and are watching Madini channel right now, to identify yourself for a moment that you are a Muslim from amongst millions and millions of people throughout the globe. Allah has chosen you for Iman to enter into your heart.
Wow.
And that's subhanallah. If you are chosen to have Iman in your heart, Allahu Akbar, despite the thousands of vices around us, Mawlana Sahib, a person then decides to hide his identity and his appearance for so many different reasons. I would like for Mawlana Sahib to, inshallah, Azzawajalla, gradually take us to different reasons, because we are dealing with the youth, Mawlana Sahib, with the youngsters who are open to different types of vices and situations in the university, in the colleges, in the schools, in the institutes, at the working environment, in the marital life. Wherever you are tested.
Absolutely.
Your iman is with you, but you are tested. Sometimes you know that, yes, I have the world's greatest gift, which is my iman, but I'm feeling shy to practice it. I'm feeling difficult and hard to even keep a beard because I don't want people to call me. You know, this person is following the Sunnah. Allahu Akbar. When he's feeling it hard for people to know that this is the Sunnah I follow and why I keep a beard. So people have a lot of explanations to give at times, Mawlana Sahib. And we should keep all those explanations aside and just know one thing. Ki main Musalman hu, khalas. I'm a Muslim and I got to do that which Allah and Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wants me to do. Inshallah, Azzawajal, Mawlana Sahib, for now we're going to break for a beautiful kalam. And inshallah, Azzawajal, I let the viewers of Madinah inshallah also enjoy this kalam. We will also enjoy this amazing kalam, inshallah, Azzawajal. Listen, and it will take you to Madinatul Munawwara. When we are back, we're going to ask Mawlana Sahib more questions. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
As-salam ya Nabi, as-salam ya Nabi, as-salam ya Nabi, ya Nabi, as-salam. As-salam ya Nabi, as-salam ya Nabi, as-salam ya Nabi, ya Nabi, as-salam.
रब के प्यारे राज दुलारे तुम हो हमारे हम हैं तुम्हारे रब के प्यारे राज दुलारे तुम हो हमारे हम हैं तुम्हारे ऐ दामाने रहमत वाले पर लाखों सलाम
अस्सलाम या नबी अस्सलाम या नबी अस्सलाम या नबी या नबी अस्सलाम अस्सलाम या नबी अस्सलाम या नबी अस्सलाम या नबी या नबी अस्सलाम
दे दिए तुमको نے خزانے رب عزت رب علا نے دے دیے تم کو اپنے خزانے رب عزت رب علا نے دونوں جہاں کی نعمت والے تم پر لاکھوں سلام السلام علی
مصطفی منبع للصفا سید الانبیاء مشعل فی الوفا کاستفیت فیه للیتامى دفا
مصطفی منبع للصفا سید الانبیاء مشعل فی الوفا کان فی اطفه لليتامى دفا حن قلبي له فاض شوقا الي ليس ارجو سوى شربة من يدي الصلاة علي والسلام علي للسماء تقى فأتى بالنقى وغدا وجهه نيرا مشرقا وغدا وجهه نيرا مشرقا عرش علا پر رب نے بلایا اپنا جلوہ خاص دکھایا ہے صفارا سب حور و ملک اور غلمہ خلد سجاتے گئے اک دوم گئے عرش اعظم پر مہمان خدا کے آتے گئے عرش علا پر رب نے بلایا اپنا جلوہ خاص دکھایا خلوت والے جلوت والے تم پر لاکھوں سلام
قمرون 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 سیدنا النبی قمرون وجمیل سیدنا النبی وجمیل
وكف المصطفى كالورد نادي
الله الله
وعطرها يبقى إذا مست أيادي
الله الله
وكف المصطفى كالورد نادي
الله الله
وعطرها يبقى إذا مست أيادي
الله الله
وَأَمَّنَ بَالُغَا كُلَّ الْعِبَادِ وَأَمَّنَ بَالُغَا كُلَّ الْعِبَادِ وَأَمَّنَ بَالُغَا كُلَّ الْعِبَادِ حَبِيبُ اللَّهِ يَا خَيْرَ الْبَرَايَا
قَمَرٌ 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 سِيدَنَا النَّبِيُّ قَمَرٌ وجمیل سیدنا النبی وجمیل
بو جہل لئی کلمہ پڑھتا دیکھا ہی نہیں اس نے شاہا سمت نبی بو جہل گیا آقا سے اس نے یہ کہا گر ہو نبی بتلاؤ ذرا میری مٹھی میں ہے کیا سمت نبی بو جہل گیا آقا سے اس نے یہ کہا گر وہ نبی بتلاؤ ذرا میری مٹھی میں گئے کیا. آقا کا فرمان ہوا اور فضل رحمان ہوا مٹھی سے کنکر بولا لا الہ الا اللہ
حسبی ربی جل اللہ ما فی قلبی غیر اللہ نور محمد صلی اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ.
بو جہل لائی کلمہ پڑھتا دیکھا ہی نہیں اس نے شاہ پر دو والی صورت والے تم پر لاکھوں سلام.
مولایا صلی وسلم دائماً ابداً على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم يا ربي صل علي يا ربي سلم علي يا ربي صل علي صلوات الله علي. مولاي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. خواب میں اپنا جلوہ دکھاؤ نوری کو تم نوری بناؤ. خواب میں اپنا جلوہ دکھاؤ نوری کو تم نوری بناؤ. اے چمکیلی رنگت والے تم پر لاکھوں سلام.
السلام عليك يا يا رسول الله السلام عليك يا حبيبي يا نبي الله السلام عليك يا يا رسول الله السلام عليك يا حبيبي يا نبي الله يا رسول الله.
رقت عيناي شوقا ولطيبة ذرفت عشقا فأتيت إلى حبيبي فاهدأ يا قلب ورفقا صلي على محمد.
السلام عليك يا يا رسول الله السلام عليك يا حبيبي يا نبي الله السلام عليك يا يا رسول الله السلام عليك يا حبيبي يا نبي الله يا رسول الله.
أنت نور الله فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا لك قدرا يا ختام الأنبياء. أيها المختار فينا زادنا الحب حنينا جئتنا بالخير دينا يا ختام المرسلين يا حبيبي يا رسول الله يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات الله عليك يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات الله عليك.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. ما شاء الله, what a beautiful kalam by our honorable Saptar Attari Hafizahullah. السلام يا نبي السلام يا نبي Subhanallah. Dear viewers, we were having a very important discussion, and that was of course upkeeping with our Islamic identity. And our pehchan, our identity is our everything, dear viewers. Subhanallah. Thus, we are back, and our Honorable Maulana Sahib was giving some beautiful Madani pearls with relation to our identity. We spoke about Islam, the values of Islam, the importance of upholding and keeping up to the teachings and values of Islam, the very same values for which the Sahaba Ikram Ali Muridwan had shed their blood, Maulana Sahib. And many of them have given their lives for the upkeeping of Islam, for the upliftment of this beautiful deen, and that's how Islam spread throughout the globe, Maulana Sahib. Today we have to practice what our Sahaba Ikram have fought for. I mean, others, as we were discussing before the kalam, that they would expose their identity when times were difficult to expose it. And like, look at Ashabi Kahf, the people of the cave went and sought refuge in the cave. For what reason, Mulana Sahib? That was for the protection of Iman. So that that tyrant king at that time should not cause harm to their Iman. They weren't concerned about their selves, but rather about their Iman, Mulana Sahib. When somebody has this unmol tuhfa and gift, which is the greatest gift and the treasures of all treasures, which is Iman, and then you understand the value of this Iman, then a person would take every measures that's possible to protect this faith he has in him, because sins can weaken that as well, Mulana Sahib. And then forgetting your identity, of course, is a bigger problem. A person would even forget what he has to follow because he has no identity. So what are some of the reasons, Mulana Sahib? We have a lot of youth out there. So how can we overcome the situation that we are facing at this very moment with the youth, especially, Mulana Sahib?
See, actually, we tend to make lots of excuses when the heart is not inclined towards something. So firstly, we need to set the heart inclined towards it, and then we'll see the excuses following. If I had to ask someone that you want to go for the certain job and you want to get into a certain university, and perhaps they won't accept you if you have, or they wouldn't want to accept you, or they may not find you approachable if you have ears, so please remove the ears. I don't think anyone will be willing to do that, because they have a natural inclination and a love towards their ears. They feel that they look good with their ears. Alhamdulillah. Same with our noses or any other part of our body. We genuinely believe that it looks good. We genuinely believe the wisdom in it. We genuinely believe the importance of it. And so when we find the importance of, for example, the beard, which is the sunnah, the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam would keep a beard. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged the lengthening of the beard as well. You'd find it in ahadith mubarakah. And when we understand the importance of it and we have a love for it, then we will realize that that holds more value than anything else. Then this, what I'm going to call it now, and it's possible not all would accept it yet, but you would understand it as you grow the love for it. Then these excuses will fall away. These excuses will fall away. We are living, currently I'm living in South Africa, and South Africa is not a Muslim run country. There are many schools, there are many institutes, there are many universities that don't, that have certain uniforms and that don't permit certain things. Okay. However, we have youngsters that come to us from time to time that will say, you know, can you please assist us in writing us a letter, because we need a letter from a religious authority so that we can keep the dari, we can keep the beard, which is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we try to issue a letter and they take it back to the schools and they would get permission. Now, this is because they have love for it in their hearts and they see the importance of it. And where you have love, where, there's a nice saying in English that where there's a will, there's a way. Where there's a will, there's a way. If you decide that I'm going to have it, there is a way that you will be able to have it. Adopting the turban, adopting this, the beard, which is the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Some people feel that, okay, I'm traveling the globe, I'm going to try to give da'wah. And therefore, people may think that I'm not as approachable. This is our perception of what people think. But automatically, when people see us with the beard, they know it's the way of the Muslims. They know it's the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Automatically, if our purpose is really da'wah, then just by looking towards us, it's already an introduction to what we're going to speak about. So wouldn't I like that before I reach someone, I'm introduced already. Now my work becomes easy. My task becomes easy. If I'm going to speak somewhere and someone introduces me, I don't need to stand there to introduce myself. Someone introduced me already. Now my task is easy.
Mashallah.
It's easy for me to now just to deliver that which I want to deliver. So let our task become easy. Our task will become easy, inshallah azza wa jal, if we adopt our identity. So don't feel shy about it. Take the step forth. Believe in it. Feel that I genuinely feel and I genuinely believe that the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the best way.
Subhanallah.
And when you genuinely feel that way, you're not going to settle for anything less than that. So someone wants to get married. If they believed that the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is strikingly handsome, because my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was no one on the planet and there will be no one on the planet as handsome as he is. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's the best looking person that anyone could ever look towards. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if someone has that genuine belief in their heart, then they would not feel that perhaps I'm not looking nice when I'm acting upon the sunnah, or I'm dressing in the way Rasulullah ﷺ taught us to dress, or I have some sort of identity that shows me that I'm connected to Rasulullah ﷺ. You'd be proud of that. I know people tend to get sometimes medals because they did some task or because they achieved something, and with so much of pride they wear their medals. You find people who are, let's say, you know, they wear a certain uniform. You see the example, the pilot. He comes to work in a certain uniform and he proudly wears his uniform. Pilots across the world. You wouldn't find that the pilot walks in dressed like, for example, a cleaner. Or a pilot walks in dressed as a security guard. He wears his uniform with pride because the moment someone sees me, they must identify that he is the pilot. So the moment someone sees us, shouldn't they identify that he is a Muslim and she is a Muslimah? Subhanallah Azza wa Jal.
Mashallah.
Wait with pride.
Mashallah.
Wait happily that yes, alhamdulillah, the moment you see me, my introduction is done. Now I start my
Mashallah.
Work.
Now, very beautifully said, Mawlana Sahib. But together with that, if the person has this problem where he feels, I'm not worthy of this turban, I'm not worthy of this sunnah because I'm an insignificant person. And then once I have the beard, once I have the libas, once I have the hijab and the parda and the niqab, then it means I have to upkeep to those teachings. Then if I do any mistake in society, in public, people are going to say, ha, look at the one with the beard does wrong. Look at the one with the burqa does wrong.
I think
a lot of people are scared somewhere down the line. They have this fear that then I have to keep up to that reputation. I mean, right now my looks are like this and that's how my behavior is. Once my appearance becomes like that, then my actions have to match my appearance as well. I mean, it looks very odd to see a person who has the sunnah and then he keeps his satri aura open and he's walking around, wandering around, right? It doesn't really make sense at all to me. Because one is that you have your identity. MashaAllah, the beard alone says a lot, Munana Sahib, if it's according to the sunnah of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, not the other styles of having borderlines and everything, right? But together with the person is moving and walking around with short pants, such as his legs and satri aura is all exposed. This doesn't make sense again, Munana Sahib. What's the right thing to do in that case?
Actually, you see, this is a fear of many people. I think it's a very vast fear. It's spread across the world that I'm not worthy of being able to, you know, to wear the sunnah and to dress in that way and to identify in that way. I'm not worthy. The thing is, actually speaking, we all feel that we're not worthy.
Right.
But the sunnah is such that it makes you move towards worthiness.
Allahu
Akbar. The sunnah makes you worthy. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, by you adopting the sunnah, you will become worthy. And so, just like that as well. People may feel that now I'm just looked at as a normal person, but once I keep a beard, once I wear hijab, once I cover myself, as Huzur Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is instructed, as Islam is instructed, now people will look towards me with certain expectations and now I will have to fulfill certain rights and certain duties, etc. The truth about it is that we have to fulfill those rights whether we dress that way or not.
Exactly. Right.
Whether we show ourselves that way or not, whether we identify that way or not. The thing is, salah will be farz on you whether you wear a kurta, amama and beard or not. Whether a lady covers herself, wears hijab or not. Salah will remain farz.
Right.
You will have to be a Muslim no matter what.
Right.
You will have to still recite
Quran. Right.
Wudu will still be necessary upon you. So all of these things are going to be necessary both ways. However, this Islamic identity will push you towards the right direction. It will push you towards ensuring that your behavior matches your appearance. And this is a good pressure. You know, in life without any pressure, it's actually dangerous. Our psychologists actually tell us that a certain amount of stress, a certain amount of pressure in a positive direction is important. If we had no pressure, no stress, nothing to push us in a certain direction, people wouldn't get up and go to work. They wouldn't support their families. They wouldn't support their children. They wouldn't do so many things. They wouldn't educate their children. There's a pressure upon our shoulders that pushes us in that direction. That's a positive pressure. That positive pressure pushes you in the right direction. So if this is going to give you the little pressure that now I'm dressed in this certain way, and now I have certain duties that I have to fulfill because I'm now expected to fulfill them, this is a positive pressure. I actually advise students from time to time as well regarding this, that if you can assure me that you will ensure that you uphold an Islamic identity, and the moment people look towards you, just by looking towards you, they know that you're a believer, you're a Muslim. I can assure you that at least 90% of the vices in society will stay away from you.
Allah.
The apparent vices in society. Who will wear an Islamic attire, have an Imama Sharif upon his head, which is an honorable dress with the Muslims, have a beard upon his face, yet enter a pub or a club or some area where alcohol beverages are sold?
Allah.
Who will want to enter with that sort of an attire, that sort of attire? Who would want to enter a casino? Who would want to look towards haram with that sort of attire? Who would want to wear that sort of attire and drive their vehicle whilst music, which is haram according to us, that for Muslims, and someone is blasting songs and music in their vehicle whilst they have an imama upon their head, or whilst a lady is wearing her hijab and her niqab, that she's covering herself well. Automatically, this identity that you hold, that the moment people look at you and they know that you're a believer, this identity is pushing you away from all of those fitnas. So you guarantee yourself that I'm going to hold my identity, and naturally 80 to 90%, possibly even more, of the vices of society will stay away from you. I sometimes ask that some people walk upon the street and people offer them substances, drugs. How come, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen, some of us walk upon the street and no one offers us that? Just by the look, just by looking towards you, they know this is a Muslim person whom I cannot offer this to,
Allahu
because
Akbar.
This is not my custom.
Allahu Akbar.
If you identify that way, the vices, instead of you keeping away from vices, the vices will keep away from you.
Subhanallah. So what Maulana Sahib is basically trying to say is that that attire itself becomes a zari'ah and way to protect you from those
it
things.
It becomes a barrier.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Look at the power in even the attire of Muslims, Mulana Sahib.
Absolutely.
Look at the power in only using the attire. Imagine if a person practices Islam.
Wow.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Really speaking, Mulana Sahib, you know, you just brought to my notice our stars, our heroes in Islam, such great scholars, ulamas, leading ulamas, you know, Subhanallah, they never ever felt the change to ever change any of their appearance or identity, such as, let's talk about the roving ambassador, Hazrat Allama Maulana Abdul Aleem Siddiqui,
rahmatullahi
ta'ala alayh. Look at these amazing personalities and stars. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, had prepared Maulana Sahib. And they left with this mission, with this jazba of promoting Islam, just as we all have in our hearts, that we want to see Islam progressing, we want to see Islam being practiced everywhere. And these personalities, specifically the roving ambassador, Allama Abdul Aleem Siddiqui, rahmatullahi alayh, he traveled, Maulana Sahib, to Asian countries, right? Asia. He traveled to the African continents, Mulana Sahib.
Right, in South Africa as
well. He traveled to Europe, everywhere in the world, Mulana Sahib. He traveled the world.
Yes.
But wherever he traveled, whichever country he have been to, he never left his identity in his country and then left.
Yes.
But no, when I'm going to go to Turkey, I'm going to dress like how they dress and behave the way they behave. When I'm going to go to, for example, South Africa, I'm going to dress like the South Africans. Example, right? Yes, there are narrations with regards to, you know, embracing that as well.
Yes.
But not forgetting your values of your deen.
Yes.
Your deen will be with you in no matter whichever country you be, Mulana Sahib. That never changes, right?
Alhamdulillah.
And subhanallah, today, thousands of people follow Allama Abdul Aleem Siddiqui, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh.
And he never saw that as an excuse.
Yeah.
that I'm leaving now. Has it traveled to approximately, I think I read about 63 countries.
Allahu Akbar.
I could be a few countries wrong, but not too far from there. And he never saw that as an excuse that I need to change. I need to change my name.
So that my words, yes, and my nasiha, my advice, so my preaching becomes easier. No.
Yes.
He went with the same attire.
And he was Abdul Alim no matter where he went. It never changed to some other name. If your name is Muhammad, your name is Abdul Alim, your name is Abdullah, you have a beautiful name.
Allah.
If we need to go to a different society, we don't need to change our name to, example, I'm just saying, right, Jack or John or something of that sort. Hold your identity.
Subhanallah.
Allah Azza wa Jalla bless you with such a beautiful name. Sometimes the name of Huzur Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, sometimes the name Abdullah, and what the various beautiful names.
But on the same note, since you have discussed it, what is the replication if a person had changed his name to a non-Islamic name simply because of being scared to be called out to be as a Muslim? And he changes his name, for example.
Actually, that becomes it becomes very dangerous for many reasons. One is, you see, alhamdulillah, we have certain names that are common among the Muslims that are known as names of Muslims.
Right.
So this is very positive to us, and it brings lots of barakah, it brings lots of blessings. Your name actually brings lots of blessings to your life as well. Like someone who has the name Muhammad, it brings so much of blessings to this person's life. Huzur Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam encouraged keeping the name Muhammad as well. So whatever good Islamic name someone has, it brings so much of barakat. You know, sometimes I feel that if someone happens to travel to another country, travel somewhere else, and if they happen to travel there and there's not much people know about them, and perhaps it's a business trip or it's a leisure trip, people just happen to know their name and they see them and they identify them as a certain creed, or they identify them as a Muslim, that you are a person who follows the religion of Islam. What happens if that person passes away in that region?
Allah.
Even if no one knows them very much, but they know that this is a Muslim person, minimum, they would take the person's body, their janazah, and hand it over to an imam of a masjid to give him an Islamic burial. So janazah salah will be performed. Dua will be made for such a person. Whereas, if they didn't know who this person is, the person never even had, you know, an Islamic identity, then how would they be certain as to where this person came from, what he is this person a Muslim, who should
Allah
we
hand Allah.
Him
In fact, Qurana Sahib, you know, people keep names. I mean, they are known, people's real names have been hidden for all their lives sometimes.
Allah.
Their entire life, people at the end maybe got to know when they saw a Muslim Islamic burial. Oh, I never knew he was a Muslim because his name was Bablu. His name was Tablu, or whatever nicknames they keep on, sometimes based on your features, based on your height and size and whatever it may be. These nicknames, as it is Quran, this is not the teaching of the Holy Quran Pak as well, right? Islam doesn't even allow for us to call those nicknames and those names that are hurtful to people. Thus, we say, Maulana Sahib, the problem is that people say, don't judge me. Don't judge me. You don't know what's in my heart. You have no idea. You haven't split my heart to see how much I'm following Islam. Islam is not in my beard. Islam is not in my turban. Islam is not in the kurta that I wear. Islam is in my heart. And by saying these words, they try to manipulate people. They try to trick them and tell them that, no, I am a Muslim. You don't think because I don't dress like this, so I'm not that. But this is all the waswasas of the devil and shaitan. Islam is so easy. Why are you making Islam so difficult? Why are you making it, presenting it in a difficult way? Solutions for current problems are given, Mulana Sahib. I mean, you given the beautiful example a little earlier in our discussion, actually. I really love the point. And since we are speaking about identity, right? I mean, really speaking, what is the sunnah identity of the hair? Zulf Mubarak.
Subhanallah.
And I would like for you, maybe in your andaz, in your way, to explain again, because it really motivated Mulana Sahib, really touched the hearts. I mean, this andaz and hairstyle of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the latest in every era.
Absolutely.
Though in the 60s, the hairstyle used to be, one above, like a one-story building, and then it drops to the bottom. And today, when you see in the pictures, if you saw your father's photograph 50 years back, 70 years back, your grandfather's picture, looking at the way the sideburns would end, the way the hairstyle would be, the way the pants would end on the top above the navel.
Yes.
Who would want to dress like this in this day and age, in this modern times? Yes, dear viewers, but subhanallah, hairstyles come to an end.
Yes.
Clothing comes to an end. Fashion comes to an end. But the fashion of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam never comes to an end.
Yes.
It was the best then, it is the best now, and forever it would remain the best, because Allah Kareem loves this andaz as well.
SubhanAllah.
It is beloved to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. You desire to keep the styles of hair which dunya people appreciate and praise. Wouldn't you like to keep the hairstyle which Allah has loved and praised as well.
Subhanallah.
Once in your lifetime, dress according to the way our Nabi had dressed. Yes, Munana Sahib, as you also mentioned, that this is not the exact dressing code, right? Mm-hmm. But yes, it's loose little, and it reminds us of our Islamic libas.
It follows us. Important that it follows the guidance. Alhamdulillah, it follows the guidance of what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given with regards to dress. And very importantly, it has become a certain dress code has become the dress code of the believers, of the Muslims, and that's what it gives you your Islamic identity. It's part of that. Yes, there are aspects as well of the akhlaq. People get, they understand our identity via akhlaq as well. How we treat people. They look at you, who links to Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Is this how he sallallahu alaihi wasallam was? I see it here, especially in South Africa. Munasa must have seen it in many people who live within countries, especially that are not majority Muslim countries. People don't, disbelievers, they don't really know Islam. The disbelievers generally don't open the Quran and read the Quran to learn Islam. They don't open the Ahadith and read the Ahadith to learn Islam. They look towards us. And the way we are, that's how they believe Islam is. They believe that these people are practicing Islam. Whether we are practicing or we are not practicing, they believe we are practicing. So when they look towards us and they believe we are practicing Islam, so they say, so this is how their Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught them to be.
Allah.
Now when someone says this is how his Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught him to be, I want that he sees the best example. I don't want someone to say this is how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught them to be when we are involved in lying, in cheating, in backbiting, in dressing badly, in hurting people's feelings, in all these bad characteristics. When they say this is how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught them to be, when they think that is Islam, we want to see them being kind. We want to see them attached to salah. We want to see them understanding their people. See them
Mashallah.
Being soft towards their people, being gentle. These are the ways of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and people are identifying us as believers who are linked to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And thus, we have to adopt the way completely of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I see that nowadays there tends to be a trend among the youth and among some, sometimes we wish to gain liking from everybody.
Right,
but at
true.
The same time, it's important that in us gaining liking from or wanting to gain liking from everybody, we don't compromise our deen. I see that nowadays sometimes we speak about Huzur Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam did this and he sallallahu alaihi wasallam dressed like this and he sallallahu alaihi wasallam behaved in this way and said this kind of thing. Subhanallah, it's beautiful. It's attached to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and sometimes people feel that it's a trick of shaitan that to pull you away from it in such a way that this is different. This is just because of Huzur Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam being in a certain place, or Huzur Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this was the habit of the people. The thing is, our beloved did it. If the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam did something, whether there was a reason to do it or not, he'd want to do it. That if Huzur Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam did a certain thing, if he sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to a certain place, they just wanted to go there, they just wanted to do the same thing without them having to fulfill the same reason, just because the beloved did it. When you fall in love with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you would become this type of divana. It's a beautiful type of divana. The love is such that it forces you, it takes you out of your normal system and your logic, and it just makes you want to follow just what the beloved did. Just follow what the beloved did. It's whether it was because it was the habit of Huzur Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or it was that because Huzur Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in a certain situation or in a certain place or people were like this. My beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was like that, and that is what's important for us. Our Huzur is like this. Our Huzur did certain things. If he did it sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we want to do it. If he wanted to be like this, then we want to be like that. If today's time the fashion has become to keep the lower garment below the ankles, and then we say, but Huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam kept above because of certain reasons. No, this is not our interest. My Huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam's lower garment was above his ankles. It's enough reason for mine to be above my ankles. My Huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam had a beard upon his face. My Huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam wore amama sharif. It's enough reason for me. If I am to pass away and be raised the way I lived on the day of judgment, I want to be raised the way Huzur Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us and the way Huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam lived. And if this is our andaz and this is our feeling, that on the day of judgment as well, I'm going to be raised the way I lived. So I want to resemble my beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam even in appearance on that day.
Subhanallah.
Then at least live it like that. Live that way. Not just I want to resemble within my iman, which is hidden within my heart. I want to resemble my beloved in every possible way. And when we start to feel this way, we'll feel ourselves drawn like a magnet towards the sunnah, towards the sunnah of akhlaq, towards the sunnah of appearance, towards the sunnah of dressing, towards the sunnah of names, towards every sunnah, just to madly be in love with the beloved and want to be like him in every possible walk of life.
Subhanallah. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. We should actually be making dua for this, Hazrat.
Ameen.
And we should be thriving for this day in, day out, begging Allah Azza wa Jalla that we depart from this world with iman intact, dear viewers. And in fact, whatever discussion we have had right away, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, it's so important. But we need to instill and infuse this in our kids and our children who don't have the enthusiasm to uphold and keep and hold fast onto the teachings of Islam, because Ulama Sahib, they are introduced to fashion, you know, the latest fashion, fashion fusion, fast fashion, it's all happening. Fashion changes every day, Mulana Sahib, you know.
True.
Today there's one trend, tomorrow there's another trend, and our youth who are going to school who have very less of Islam, because as parents we have taken very less interest in teaching them that. So the moment they see something different on TV or something in school, something on the street, mom and dad, I want to be like that. They are given ikhtiyar from a very small age to have the hairstyle of their choice, which is very wrong. I have been at the salon seeing children, you know, tell their dads how they want to have a haircut. And the haircuts they choose, adults should be keeping it in the first place, you know. Not even adults should be keeping it, but children are allowed to. They're allowed to keep that. Now, from a small age, when you are given that dressing code, which instills maybe I would say pride in your heart. You put a slit on the head wherever you feel like, because it makes you feel macho, it makes you feel like you're a gangster type person, it makes you feel like you're big enough, you can do as you feel like doing. For example, the dressing can also change you, and then slowly, slowly, the same person who said, no, when I'm big, I will follow the Islamic identity. Any bachcha hai, to let him dress as he wishes to dress.
One important point, Mulana Sahib, that many of our viewers would also note this. You can note it about yourself. You start to behave in accordance to the way you dress.
Exactly.
A person, let's say for example, if a person puts on a suit, you find that the behavior that person leans towards a certain kind of mentality. A person puts on a kurta, or an amama sharif, their behavior leans towards a certain kind of mentality. That's one of the reasons that I find widespread here in South Africa, people tend to wear casual clothes on weekends, because it puts them into the into a casual behavior. And then they wear formal clothing on a weekday, because it puts them into a formal behavior. Imagine if you dressed and Islamically, you'll always be in an Islamic mindset.
Kya baat,
mashallah, that's what we want.
Subhanallah. I mean, on the same note, we were talking about the great personalities. Isn't our respected honorable hero Nigranishwara Haji Imran Attari part of it, that he travels the world with the same attire?
Absolutely.
He has made thousands of people remove chains from their hands, chains from their necks, earrings from their ears, males dressing not in accordance with the teaching of Islam. They are Muslims, they are born Muslims, sometimes it could be a hafiz of the Quran. Allahu Akbar. But Quran said, and do not follow the footsteps of the shaitan, come into Islam completely. Oh, you who believe, enter Islam completely is the hukum of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and do not follow the footsteps of the devil. But somehow the other, because of these vices, we end up there. Nigranishwara Mulana Sahib has made thousands, he has reformed them, in other words, right? And this happened on the same accord that I will travel the world with this sunnah whether you like it or not.
Alhamdulillah.
Allahu Akbar. And when you do this, dear viewers, you see the izzat Allah gives you then. You see the respect you gain, subhanallah. Because why? You have not compromised with the izzat of Islam, dear viewers.
Alhamdulillah.
And you promoted that which Allah and Rasul wants you to promote, subhanallah. So yes, become a product seller of Islam, and that is to, subhanallah, promote the products of Islam. This is the azim and a greatest sunnah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for us males to follow as well, Mulana Sahib, from our appearance point of view.
Yes.
That we keep this beard, and there are so many I would say scientific benefits of it as well. Likewise, we would even give little advice to our sisters out there who have been listening to our program. Though we spoke about beard, we spoke about turban, there is also hijab, there's also niqab, there's also burqa, there's also the clothing that you're supposed to wear, which is Islam teaches you to wear. You can't say that my mother was a very great alima, hafiza, my mother was a very great preacher amongst the sisters, you know, and she spread Islam amongst the example, I'm saying. But then you're not taking some nasiha and advice from them. If they are your parents, subhanallah, you watch them lead, you watch them live, subhanallah, then learn and dress in the Islamic attire. So, Mulana Sahib, I mean, it's just amazing to know that we are given the greatest ni'mat and greatest bounty, and sometimes insan becomes oblivious because of the vices out there. You're walking with the greatest solution for all your problems around you. You just have to practice it and come out of this anxiety and this troublesome world, dear viewers, and live that life which Allah and Rasul wants you and I to live. Let's try, inshallah, from somewhere, from some point, let's start teaching and educating our children and practicing ourselves as well. Hum pehle namazi bane, istighfar kare, aur Allah ki bargah mein khoob istighfar kare. Inshallah, azza wa jalla, all our problems will come to an end. Shukran again to Mulana Sahib for joining us. Until next time, stay good, be good, do good, and wherever you are, remember, this is your Da'wat Islami that moves with one mission. And the maqsad, slogan, and mission is, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of